Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show. And this week here, Gus, you've got the Cleveland Browns with a new head coach in Mike Pettine, which means a new offensive coordinator in Kyle Shanahan. From what I've seen on film, it looks very similar to what Gary Kubiak ran with the Houston Texans for a lot of years, and then it's run the football and then play action.
It sure is. You know, Kyle was with Gary at Houston, and then he went to Washington, now at Cleveland. Really a firm believer in the zone run scheme and the play pass off of it. They do a great job running the ball, and then they get some explosive passes off the play action.
And no surprise, with the Texans' philosophy, they get a guy in free agency and running back Ben Tate. Let's take a look at him.
Okay.
Now, this is a zone scheme, right?
Sure.
That we're going to see right here.
Yeah, it looks like from behind, you got one back, two tight ends, and they're just trying to create space, you know, with the offense line, the defensive line. Defense alignment, you can see the right end here gets cut off. And we talk about vertical seams, you know, seams that are at two different levels. So you can see the D linemen, they're at different levels. The linebackers are at different levels. And they're just looking for a seam, and they had some success against Pittsburgh with this.
And what I like most about Ben Tate, I think running backs have to know where they're supposed to be. And on this one, I think it's a perfect example of that.
Well, it all starts off with his footwork. You can see just the round, you know, how he comes out of his stance. It gives his shoulders square, and it gives him opportunity to hit multiple gaps. And that's why he's got really good vision. They have a chance here with Troy to make this tackle, but just the instincts to follow his blocker into the hole, and there's an inch right there, and he gets through it.
And he scores the touchdown, and as we said, with a successful running game, all of a sudden here's play action, and Jordan Cameron is a guy that a couple years ago had 80 catches, and here he is kind of leaking out on a, I guess, what would you call this play, throwback?
Well, yeah, we call it the big wheel, you know, because normally the wheel is on the play side, and this comes from the backside. And it's just a route that he comes down the line of scrimmage and then eventually goes down the bottom of the numbers. And, you know, we have that in our arsenal too. Clay Harbor caught one the other week. But it's a good play. It's a good match to the running game because you're so intent. They're averaging, you know, over 130-140 yards a game. Mm-hmm. And really the last couple of weeks have done a great job. So the defensive mindset stopped the run, and they take advantage of that with this play pass.
And here's another example of tight end Jordan Cameron. And this is the play action is kind of just okay, but this is a really nice job with the tight end showing speed.
Well, I think at the beginning where you see is Pittsburgh doesn't have a middle third safety. They have no one in the hole. They bring the safety on the 40-yard line up, so there's no one protecting the middle of the field. So you look at the situation. It's third and two. Obviously, the defense has a mindset to stop the run. They play off that mindset and get an explosive pass.
So would you say that this week, making sure that you have no eye violations is critical?
It's going to require really good discipline on our defense's part. You know, it's tough when you go against a team that's that successful. You're going to see play passes, trying to get a feeling when those play passes occur, and then just really trusting your keys.
Mike Pettine, the head coach, brings kind of, I guess, that Rex Ryan philosophy to the defensive side of the ball. How would you describe his defense?
Well, it's very multiple. They take pride in giving a lot of different looks, whether it's out of the 3-4, double eagle, 4-3 looks. And then with their secondary, they really disguise and do a good job. With that, you know, they have some openings. There's some chances that they take, and it provides opportunities for offenses. But it's kind of hit or miss. Fortunately, they've been hitting, you know, the last couple games and done a good job.
Does having a veteran guy, like the guy that makes the play on this one, Dante Whitner, help with having multiple looks?
It does. You know, I really like the way they're building their defense. You know, they, with Whitner in there, Joe Hayden, some veteran leadership in there that can really take care of the back end and all the multiple looks and just to understand your run fit, you know, to go the right gap and know your responsibility in order to play fast. So that veteran leadership that they have has really been an asset for them.
That's a great form tackle.
It is.
Against a really good running back. All right, so if you're talking about multiple looks, what is this look here that Cleveland's running?
Well, this is a third down here, so now they expect heavy pass, and obviously with no back in the backfield, it's, you know, 100% pass. So they have a trail concept where they're playing two men. The corners are up trailing the receivers, and you can see the safeties over the top. It allows them to play really, really tight coverage, and a lot of their looks will come out of that initial look.
Now, with all these multiple looks that they have, does that confuse just as multiple in the front trying to block it as well?
It is, because they can present challenges there. And I think more so for Blake. You know, he's got to know the down and distance. Usually a two-man concept like that is done on third down. So Blake and our offense has to be really in tune to down and distance, what's their tendencies based on the different down distances that we're in, and our personnel grouping.